We have Joey Kramer from Aerosmith on the phone. Joey, thanks for giving me a buzz.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Where are you calling me from?
I'm calling you from Calgary, Edmonton, Canada.
And you guys are doing a date up there tonight?
Yeah, we're doing here. We're in Edmonton tonight and Calgary tomorrow night.
Looking forward to the show down here in Binghamton on September 7th.
Yeah, I am too. It's always a good crowd there.
Absolutely. Big Aerosmith town. 4 years between albums. I know it took some time to record Get a Grip, but you still had plenty of downtime. What were you up to?
Well, we spent most of the time working on the working on the record. We took we took about 6 months, and then we started to write and rehearse. And we spent a lot of time on the record. It was really the first time in our careers that we've really had the luxury to be able to take the time that we wanted to do a record.
Right. Now that was because you had no worries financially, right?
Well, we had the time, yeah, I guess, which equals basically, yeah, we could have the money, but...
Yeah.
I suppose so, yeah.
Well, that was a beautiful thing with the success of Permanent Vacation, and then Pump, Columbia came in and came up with a real nice deal for you guys.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been on the road?
We've been out since the end of May.
So you're starting to get...
Yeah, and we'll be out until probably a year from next month.
Wow. So you're doing the whole country?
We're doing the whole every country.
It's a world tour.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So you must be getting into a groove now.
Yeah. The tour, it took a little bit of time to build up some momentum, but we're starting to cruise right along now.
Now, I know Four Non Blondes will be opening the show here in Bingo, but...
They're joining us on the, which is the beginning of the third leg, which is right... the first week of September. That'll be one of the first gigs. Right now, we still have Jackal with us, and of course, we had Megadeth for a few gigs.
But they didn't work out.
We excused them. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Dave Mustaine is a real pseudo intellectual poser, isn't he?
Dave Mustaine is a legend in his own mind.
Yeah.
He thinks that he's something that I personally don't think that he is. He wasn't adding to the fun factor of the tour, so he was doing a lot of moaning and groaning and complaining and not having any fun. And we said, "Hey, Dave, we're out here to have fun. If you want to moan and groan, you don't want to have a good time, then this is not the place for you to be.
Piss off."
And he continued to moan and groan, and we said, "Hey, man, don't go away angry. Just go away."
Nice. Now, Jackal, they're good time boys, right?
Yeah, Jackal is a fun band. Those guys are really, they're really good guys.
Yeah, the Chainsaw Mavens. Yeah, they were here in Binghamton with the Damn Yanks a couple of months ago. They did a nice show at the arena.
Yeah.
Now, I'm digging the new album. I'll tell you, the first thing I noticed about it, with the first single, of course, was Living on the Edge.
Uh-huh.
And I picked up on the lyric, "If you can judge a wise man by the color of his skin, then mister, you're a better man than I." That's an old Yardbirds lyric.
Okay.
Now, you guys are big Yardbirds fans, aren't you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are.
I think if I remember right... in the bootleg album, the live one, somebody's wearing a Yardbirds T-shirt. Or did I hallucinate that?
That may very well be. In the old days, when we were doing, when we first started out, we used to do a lot of Yardbird cover tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, a lot of people don't know that the Yardbirds did "Train Kept a Rollin'."
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't their song to begin with, but we've kind of adopted it as ours. And, the Yardbirds were just, they were kind of really a unique band in as far as playing the kind of stuff that they did at the time. They were way ahead of their time. They gave birth to some of the greatest guitar players. Jeff Beck was in the Yardbirds, Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds, Eric Clapton was in the Yardbirds. And, they did some real aggressive kind of blues, in their day. And it was something that we picked up on right from the beginning because their stuff was real, it was crude, but they were great songs,
Yeah, they were ahead of their time.
Yeah.